A recent report by the International Labour Organization finds child labour, especially in its worst forms, is declining. ILO Executive Director Carrie Tapiola says between 2000 and 2004, the number of child labourers worldwide fell by 11% from 246 million to 218 million.
And of course, these figures show that there is political commitment. There are more coherent policies in the areas of poverty reduction, basic education, and human rights, and all these are central to combating child labor.
In the early 1990s, the ILO began an international program for the elimination of child labor. Tanzania was one of the first countries to join up. IPEC, as the program is called, helps governments enact the laws and the projects needed to get children into school and out of the workforce. Tanzania's Minister of Labor, Juman Magembe, says the government has been working with the country's strong network of trade unions, with employers' associations, private organizations, and local communities to change attitudes toward child labor. 4 years ago, he says Tanzania started 11 pilot projects targeting the worst forms of child labor. These include children working in commercial agriculture, commercial sexual exploitation, mining, and domestic work. He says that since then, the government has enacted a new labor law which prohibits child labor and criminalizes the employment of children in some forms of labor.
The law provides for minimum age for entry to employment at 14 years where a child has to do light work, and it prohibits engagement of children of less than 18 years in hazardous work. Further, the law prescribes a minimum fine not exceeding the equivalent of $5,000 or imprisonment for a term of 1 year or both penalties to any person convicted for engaging a child in hazardous work.
Magembe says the government of Tanzania has set a target of reducing child labor to 10% from the current 24% by the year 2010. Since the 11 pilot projects started, he says 15,000 children out of nearly 60,000 are no longer employed in hazardous jobs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.